fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. General Mills, makers of Cheerios, the ready-to-eat oat cereal that gives you go power, and Wheaties, the breakfast of champions, present by special recording, The Lone Ranger.
Sailor Sam is the smartest boy. Whoever shouted ship ahoy, he can weather any storm that blows. He's got go power from Cheerios. Yes, he's got go power.
There he goes.
He's feeling his Cheerios. Cheerios, Cheerios.
Good old Cheerios, they got go. So nourishing because they're made from oats, with minerals, vitamins, and proteins that your body needs. Yes, indeed. A bowl of Cheerios and milk really starts your day off right. Does all sorts of good things for your body. Helps you have strong bones and muscles, good red blood, and healthy nerves. So every morning, take on a bowl of Cheerios and milk for real go power. You like that wonderful toasted oat flavor, too. Downright delicious. Come to think of it, Cheerios is one of the tastiest muscle-building foods you can eat. Try Cheerios and you'll hear...
He's feeling his Cheerios.
With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fella. I'm Silver. Hooray!
The shots came from the trail that wound down the face of the cliff. And the Lone Ranger and Tonto urged their mounts toward the brink of the precipice. They drew rein and dismounted. Far below them, they could see a riderless horse and a man lying face down at the side of the trail.
Looks as if he rode into an ambush.
Plenty far from town, Kemosabe. Them not hear shots there.
We'll ride down and see if he's still alive.
Easy, steady, big fella. Come on, Silver!
Come up, scout.
When the Lone Ranger turned the fallen rider over, the moonlight flashed from the badge he was wearing.
Him, United States Marshal.
Yes, Tonto. Greg Warren.
The Marshal was taken to the Lone Ranger's camp, but it was not until morning that he opened his eyes. When he saw the masked man, he smiled in recognition and tried to get up.
No, Greg. Take it easy.
Glad to see you, mister.
I'm glad you're feeling better. What happened last night?
I don't know. I must have been sound asleep. Heard the shots, got hit, that's all.
Well, what brings you to Harding County?
A letter. My saddlebag. Read it.
Right.
The Lone Ranger found the letter and read it.
What letter say?
It's from Mark Tolliver, Kemosabe. He says that Mike Dennison shot and killed his foreman, and that the sheriff is afraid to arrest him.
Well, is it the famous Mike Dennison, the one who used to be town marshal in Deadwood?
It's same fella.
I don't blame the sheriff. I don't care much for the job myself.
You're not going to be able to move for at least a week, Greg. But even if you could, you might not arrest Mike.
Why not?
Well, Mike is working for Judd Sayre, and Tolliver's been trying to put Sayre out of business. Sayre hired Mike to protect his cattle. I'm still wondering who drag-ghosted you last night, Greg. It doesn't sound like Mike at all, and there's no reason why Tolliver's men should do it.
Not after sending for me.
There are plenty of bad fellow in Hardin City.
Yes, that's true. Rufe Holden runs a town, and they work for him. The sheriff's one of his men. Rufe might not like the idea of having a United States Marshal around.
Sounds to me like one was needed bad. Ranches fighting, a town full of crooks. You say I can't move for a week?
That right.
Well, something's got to be done. I wish I could swear you in as a deputy, mister.
Well, why can't you?
Why? Why, your mask, for one thing.
I could wear a disguise instead of a mask.
Would you?
Well, I don't have a deputy's badge, but you could wear mine. You'd be acting for me. Just find out what's going on. Question Mike. Question the Tolliver crew.
And try to find out who shot you.
Yeah, that too. Would you do it?
Why, of course, Greg. I'll ride your horse. I'll wear a bandage around my head. I'll let whoever shot you think their ambush failed completely.
At 8 o'clock the following evening, Clem Davis, the sheriff of Harding County, was just about to blow out the lamp and head for a scheduled meeting with Rufe Holden at the Mansion House when the door of his office opened. A tall, broad-shouldered man wearing a marshal's badge stood there.
Why, Marshal!
You're surprised to see me, Sheriff?
Surprised? No, not at all. I got a letter saying you were coming. Greg Warren, isn't it? Glad to meet you. No, not surprised at all. It's that bandage. You've been wounded.
It's nothing, believe me.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Now, if you have a little time, I'd like to talk over this shooting I'm supposed to investigate.
Of course. I have affidavits here from half a dozen of Tolliver's men. Yeah, here they are. They all say the same thing. They were rounding up some lazy tea steers when Mike Dennison rode up and ordered them off the Sayre spread. Clancy, the foreman, refused to go without his cows, and Mike shot him dead.
It doesn't sound like Mike.
Why, you know him?
I've heard of him. He never shoots without giving the other man a chance to draw.
I'm just telling you what Tolliver's men said. You can read their statement for yourself.
Do you have one from Mike?
No. According to Sayre, the Lazy T crew were rustling. I wouldn't put it past them either. There's a feud between the two ranchers.
Is that why you refused to arrest Mike?
Refused?
Yes.
Tolliver lies if he said that. I just haven't been able to find him.
I'll take a ride out to the Sayre ranch. Oh, how do you get there?
It's west of town. Just follow the main trail till it branches out three ways. The branch to the north is the one you want.
Well, where do the others lead?
Straight ahead to the Lazy T.
And the south trail?
A shortcut to the pass. You'd only take that if you wanted to head for Mexico.
I see. Well, thanks, Sheriff.
And you're going out there tonight?
Well, I may as well.
Why not? Not that you'll find out anything about Mike, but the Sayers will put you up for the night anyway. Better accommodation than you'll find at the Mansion House. Well, I wish you luck, Marshal.
Thanks.
You'll need it if you run into Mike. Just happen to, I mean. They're not lying when they say he has the fastest draw in the West.
The Lone Ranger mounted Greg Warren's black and rode out of town. The sheriff watched him go, and then hurried down the street to the Mansion House. Tonto, who had been waiting in the shadows, followed him to the hotel, through the crowded lobby and into the adjoining cafe.
Howdy, Joe. Where's Rufe?
In the back room. He's been asking for you.
I've been detained.
Tonto watched the sheriff walk the length of the bar and enter the room at the rear. Then the Indian left the cafe and circled the building. The window of the back room was closed. So was the window on the floor above. There was a ladder lying on the ground, and Tonto placed it against the building. He climbed it to the second-story window. It was unlocked. He opened it and climbed inside. The only light in the room came through a chink in the flooring from the room below. The opening wasn't large enough to see through, but Tonto could hear plainly, and he recognized several voices. The sheriff's, Rufe Holden's, and another that belonged to one of Rufe's henchmen, Trigger Gordon.
I swear I'm telling the truth now. I was talking to him not 5 minutes ago. He's on his way out to the Sayre Ranch.
Well, Trigger?
I told you how it was. I hit him all right. I was going to make sure I finished him.
You were going to.
Yeah, but two riders were coming down the trail. I had to clear out.
We'd better hold off for a while, huh, Rufe?
Yeah.
Oh, we can't. Gonzalez wants those cattle at the border by the first of the week or the deal is off. You get out the Lazy T right away.
All right.
Now, you got the story straight?
I was looking for Mike. I came with this Box Canyon. Where is it exactly?
Tell him, Trigger.
It's on Sayre's land, about a mile north of the boundary between the two ranches. West of the creek, half a mile.
Yeah, that's right. A sort of barricade had been built across the opening of the canyon, and I decided to investigate. Inside the canyon, there were 50 head of Lazy T cattle. I'll say to Tolliver, I don't want any gunplay now. You let me... Oh, what's so funny?
I can hear him exploding. No gunplay. That'd be a first-class battle.
Yeah. Way down on the Lazy T South Range, we'll be driving the big herd to market.
Get going, Sheriff.
The Lone Ranger had hardly dismounted in front of the Sayre Ranch House when the front door opened and the rancher stepped out with a shotgun ready for action. His daughter was directly behind him.
Who are you? Put your hands up.
Oh, he's wearing a badge.
He's too big for the sheriff.
The badge says United States Marshal.
A marshal?
What do you want here?
I want to have a talk with you. Any objection?
Ask him in, Paul.
Come in, Marshal.
Thanks.
Sit down, please.
Thank you.
What's your business here, Marshal?
There's no sense in pretending, Paul. We know why he's here.
Then will you tell me where I can find Mike Dennison?
What do you want with him?
We know that, too. Tolliver's told you a pack of lies, and you mean to arrest Mike.
I want to find out the facts in the case.
Mike's been accused of murder. You mean to arrest him and hold him for trial.
That's the only way he can clear himself.
I'm warning you, Marshal. For your own good. Leave him alone. If you should ever meet and try to use your gun, well, you must have heard of Mike's reputation. You'll die.
Someone just rode up.
Just one of the hands.
I do hope it isn't. Oh, no! Mike!
We'll continue our Lone Ranger adventure in just a moment.
All over the country, in every direction. How you doing is the question. And here's what the happy people have to say. Eating our Wheaties and doing okay.
Okay. Sure, take champion Bob Cousy, who can really make a basketball do tricks. Bob was born in New York, plays with the famous Boston Celtics. Leads them all in fast break play, and Cousy knows the champion way. Starts his day the Wheaties way. Take Neil Johnston, another great champ from the East. Say Neil has been eating Wheaties since he was 3 feet tall instead of 6'8". Grew up a long ways on them, didn't he? Mighty appetizing eating, and there's a whole kernel of wheat in every Wheaties flake.
Keep on eating your Wheaties, and you'll be doing okay.
Okay.
Now, to continue. As the Lone Ranger was talking with Judd Sayre and his daughter, the front door burst open, and Mike Dennison stepped into the living room of the ranch house. He stopped when he saw the marshal's badge the Lone Ranger was wearing. His hands hung easily at his side, close to his guns. His clear gray eyes were steady, alert. He said nothing. It was the Lone Ranger who broke the silence.
Hello, Mike.
Oh, Mike, why have you come here?
I had to.
Why?
Gus Tolliver's pulled another of his dirty deals.
Tolliver? Wrestling again?
I'll go tell the men.
I've already stopped the bunkhouse, and sadly not.
Oh.
But this time it's rustling in reverse.
What do you mean?
Tolliver's driven 50 head of Lazy T stock into the Box Canyon near the creek and barricaded the opening. It's a frame-up. He aims to show those steers to the law, to the sheriff or to you, Marshal. Charge us for stealing them.
Why, they're sneaking coyotes.
What are you going to do about it?
Drive them back on the Lazy T ground?
That sounded like a good idea.
You won't try to stop us?
Why should I? You're anxious to get rid of the cattle. That convinces me you didn't steal them.
And you won't try to arrest me?
We can talk that over later.
What's going on outside? It's an Indian on a pig.
And look at that white horse he's leading.
The Indian's a friend of mine. He may have a message for me.
Stand clear of that Indian man. He's a friend of the marshal.
I see you brought silver, Toto.
Me think maybe you need him.
Oh, what's happened?
Me follow sheriff like you say. Him go to mansion house after you leave.
Sayre and his hands listened in amazement as Toto told his story. And when he had finished...
Oliver steals our cattle, Holden steals his. Turn about fair play, I'm in.
You've got to stop, Holden.
We?
If necessary, I'll try to do it alone. But I'd like your help.
I'm willing to ride with you, Marshal.
All right, then. We're all with you.
Good. Now, where's the best place to stop Holden?
Well, they'll have to drive the cattle through the pass. If we head west from here and take the creek trail south, we should be able to get to the pass ahead of them.
And that's what we'll do. Toto, you ride straight for Tolliver's. Tell him what you've told us.
Sheriff of Tolliver now. Maybe him say Tonto lie.
If he doesn't want to believe you...
Now, wait a minute, Pa. There's something in what the Indian says. I'll ride with you, Tonto. I can convince Tolliver you're telling the truth.
I doubt it.
Then I'll write him a note.
Well, that might do it. And if the word of the United States Marshal isn't good enough for him, he deserves to lose his cattle.
The Lone Ranger wrote the note. Tonto and Molly started for the Tolliver Ranch with it.
Get up.
The others headed west. Hard riding brought them to the pass ahead of the outlaws, but following the creek trail, they had seen no sign of the rustlers. There was a full moon, and hardly had the men taken cover under the Lone Ranger's direction than Mike spotted a cloud of dust to the northeast.
Here they come, Marshal. Yes. Now hold your fire until I give you the word. I'll give them a chance to surrender.
Fifteen minutes later, it was possible to make out the riders at the point of the herd.
That's Rufe Holden.
And Trigger.
The Lone Ranger stepped into the open and held up his hand.
Stop where you are!
The Lone Ranger hit the ground as both Rufe and Trigger opened fire. A bullet chipped the rock that gave him shelter.
No surrender there. Open fire.
There were 20 men with Rufe. There were only 6 with the Lone Ranger. The outlaws rallied around their leader and tried to blast out the defenders of the pass. After 2 of the rustlers had been wounded, they deserted their exposed position and urged their mounts to the rear of the milling herd.
What are they up to now?
You think they'll make a break for it, Marshal?
No. Don't show yourself. They shoot again.
Not at me. They're trying to stampede the herd.
But through here, we'll be trampled underfoot.
If we stay where we are. Men, they're trying to drive the cattle through. Stampede them. Now take to the higher ground, both sides of the pass. Find what cover you can. Gang will be riding through behind the herd.
Here they come.
Get moving. Pass.
As the steers raced for the opening of the pass, the cowboys started to climb the sheer walls of the pass. There was little cover for them there, but the higher ground was all that could save them from the thundering hoofs. The cattle stormed past. Then the Lone Ranger caught the sharper sound of hoofs that were shod. Horses. He caught a glimpse of Holden's white Stetson.
Oh!
Cloud of dust still obscured the opening of the pass, but the Lone Ranger knew that Rufe had been dropped from his saddle and that the outlaws had pulled up. Their confused shouts told the Lone Ranger that they were completely disorganized by the loss of their leader, and a moment later he heard them urging their mounts away from the pass. He scrambled down to level ground and called for Silver.
Hey, Silver!
The cowboys gathered around him as Silver raced from the shelter of the trees, the Mustangs following close behind.
Here's Rufe.
Wounded.
Not bad, though. Knocked out when he fell.
No, the wound isn't serious. I'll bandage it. Now we'll tie his hands and feet so he can't get away when he comes to.
When Holden's wound had been bandaged and he had been bound hand and foot, the cowboys swung into their saddles. The outlaws were heading east.
They'll run into Tolliver's crew.
Let's hope. Come on, Silver!
The Lone Ranger gave Silver his head and the pursuit began. Riding due east for a mile, the outlaws changed their course, and a moment later, the Lone Ranger and his companion saw the reason. Tolliver's men were heading toward them. The outlaws opened fire. The running gunfight continued for half an hour. Both outlaws and cattlemen dropped from their saddles. But finally, the outlaws' horses could be driven no further. The remaining members of the band threw down their guns. Their prisoners secure, the cattlemen began to care for the wounded. Toward morning, the Lone Ranger and Tonto returned to the camp with Rufe Holden.
Holden.
I'll take him, Marshal.
All right, easy.
Is he still alive?
Marshal?
Yes, Molly. Easy, steady, big fellow.
Tolliver wants to talk to you.
Oh, where is he?
This way. He's badly wounded.
Better take a look at him, Tonto.
I've done what I could for him, but I don't know. Here he is. Mr. Tolliver, Here's the marshal.
Oh, I'm glad he got back.
Me, look at wound.
Oh, there's nothing you can do for me, Indian.
Oh, we'll see.
I've been an awful fool.
In what way?
Must have been Holden's men who were rustling my cows.
Tolliver, will you admit your men were rustling on the day your foreman was shot?
Yes. Getting even, we thought.
And Mike shot in self-defense.
Yes.
Well, where is the sheriff?
They locked him up back at the ranch.
We'll pick him up there.
Good. I'm glad you came along when you did, Marshal.
The Holden gang were taken to jail, and 2 weeks later, a judge arrived in Harding City, and they were tried. Marshal Warren was well enough to handle the case against them. And after they were sentenced, the judge called him aside.
Marshal, this was an open and shut case. Evidence was conclusive. There's no doubt about that. But I want to point out that you neglected to produce an important witness for the prosecution.
Who was that, sir?
Your own deputy.
I guess that's something I'll tell my grandchildren. But I'll let you in on the secret right now. I'll say, once upon a time, when outlaws were running wild in Harding County, your old grandpa had a special deputy. A mighty special deputy. Believe it or not, he was the Lone Ranger.
Copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated is produced by Pendle Campbell Muir Incorporated. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer. Your announcer, Fred Boyd. Listen to the Lone Ranger, brought to you by special recording Mondays through Fridays at this same time.